Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome. Another day. The truth. I'll be filling you a prescription for freedom. How are you? Hope you're having a wonderful day today. I am. Had to go to the dentist earlier today. That's always fun, right? Usually it is for me. I have no fear of dentists because the only time I usually go is when I'm experiencing some type of suicidal type pain. And dentists stop that pain, so it's always really fun. I don't have a problem going to the dentist. I never have. But in this case, it was just to get a filling fix, that kind of stuff. And then you find out you got all kinds of other stuff wrong. So if you've ever been, you know the routine. But I'll just say my dentists are all pro-gun. It's really fun. So you got to love that. Welcome to the program. Pleasure to be here with you today. Lots to cover. Lots to cover with you. Legalese today. We're going to do it a little bit earlier than I wanted to in the week, but my attorney today who will be here, Kevin Maxwell, was unavailable for tomorrow, so we rescheduled him for today. Nonetheless, you will get a great program today. These segments are huge. I'm really enjoying them, and you're going to hear more of them in due time. In fact, on a regular basis here on this program, lots of fun. If you have questions for my guests, the attorneys, please email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org, with your questions. I do not have time on this program to take phone calls, unfortunately. But I can sift through the emails and bring your emails to the attorneys. I'm going to be doing that today. I've got two of them, in fact, that we'll be talking with Kevin about. So I really enjoy that interaction. mark@armedamericanradio.org. No subject regarding self-defense. The legal aspect is off limits. So get creative. Don't be afraid to ask the question that you've been thinking about. Now is the time to do so. And I'll be able to get you some great opinions and some great advice from some of the greatest pro self-defense Second Amendment attorneys in the country. mark@armedamericanradio.org. Very, very important. Now, I've got a story here about one of the attorneys that you heard on the program last week, the first Legalese on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Of course, my guest I'm talking about was John Monroe. The Sledgehammer is what we know him here in Georgia as. The Sledgehammer. I've known John for a long time, and I've worked with him for a long time. And I got to be honest with you, very few people do it any better than John. So let me tell you why I'm referencing John's segment last week, because I want to talk to you about the caliber of the advice and the attorneys that I use there on this broadcast. You may be seeing or have heard about it. If you're plugged in to the gun rights issue, you may already know what I'm about to tell you. But the fact of the matter is, this is why you got to be on these alerts. Liberty Park Press, Second Amendment Foundation, CCRKBA, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, tuned into this program, because you get on these alerts and you find out about these cases. Now, you may know from Liberty Park Press, I'll just read you their headline, breaking, Wisconsin court issues huge new gun rights ruling. Now, let me quote the attorney in that case. The Supreme Court, meaning Wisconsin, gave a thorough analysis of why the city of Madison lacks the authority to ban carrying guns on city buses. We are pleased with this decision and look forward to putting an end to Madison's enforcement of its illegal rule. That's the attorney that won the case that is now being touted by the National Rifle Association and every major gun rights group in the country as a huge victory for you. Who was the attorney that won the case? None other than John Monroe, my guest for the first edition of Legalese on this program, The Hammer, John Monroe. So this is the caliber of the people that you will be hearing from. And I encourage you, please, ask your questions. Send them to me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's not the last time you're going to hear John on the program. You're going to hear a lot more of him, in fact. But he's very busy. He's arguing cases both down south and up north, and he's winning. More evidence that we are winning. So gotta toot our own horn there. Congratulations to John, and congratulations to Wisconsin residents who are now no longer subject to the whims of local gun-hating, gun-grabbing politicians who violate their own state's laws, their own legislative processes to infringe on you. This is how you win. Now, this is a great example of why you have to stay involved. I cannot drive this point home enough. You're going to hear me talk about this every single day, every week on the Monster Show, every day on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. That you've got to stay involved. Now's the time to be putting these cases forward and advancing our agenda. This is how we do it. Piece by piece by piece, we continue to build the puzzle. We have historic opportunities in America today as gun owners. Historic. Particularly assuming that the Senate and the House hold, which I believe they will. I think you're going to see a pickup in the Senate, by the way, after the midterms. I'm going to defy some historical precedents, I believe, here in the United States with Trump and victory after victory. As job numbers continue to grow, as rights continue to expand, real Americans, not the media, not the enemy of the people in the mainstream press, the liars and dishonest media, not them. They'll never do it. They're just doubling down and fighting harder. But that's their desperation. These are their last breaths. In the meantime, real America is watching us move forward. And that's the agenda that real Americans want to push. It's our agenda. It's your agenda. It's my agenda. It's an agenda of freedom. And we're winning. Again, another huge congratulations to John Monroe, but please, please support your local gun groups. Join the national organizations. Now's not the time to let your guard down. Now's the time to step up and say, hey, I'll throw $5 in here or $10 in here, or I'll spend $35 for an annual membership over here, or $150 if you can swing it and become a life member of the Second Amendment Foundation who funds a lot of cases like this that are making such a difference for all of us. Very, very important. And again, just more evidence of the quality of the guests that you hear on this program. John Monroe did just a bang-up job. And it's now being reported by AWR Hawkins. Breitbart's picked it up. It's made national news. And we're proud to bring John to you and of our affiliation with him. Incredible stuff. Okay, I have some emails for you in this segment and next, but I want to start this. I'll probably get to the emails in the next segment. Chris Christie's back in the news. Haven't heard a whole lot about old Gov Chris, have you? Haven't heard much about him. You know I'm no fan of his, right? Day late and a dollar short with that cat. There is a reason Chris Christie did not have the support of America's pro-rights and gun groups. He didn't. Why? Too little, too late in New Jersey. Do I have to remind you of New Jersey's draconian gun laws? Probably not. As I've often said on the program, success in New Jersey is described as how little crappy stuff gets through. How many crappy bills can we stop this legislative session from passing and or vetoing? That's considered success in New Jersey, sadly. I know for those of you who live in a free state, Arizona, for those of you who live in a place like Georgia or Kansas, South Dakota, now permitless carry heading to your governor's desk. New Hampshire. That's success. Success is advancing our agenda. Unfortunately for the fine people in New Jersey who are fighting desperately every day for their rights, success is defined by keeping the crap at a certain level and not letting the crappy bills pass and sign. It's kind of like accepting that gas is $5 a gallon because, well, you know, it could be $6. So you follow me there? That's what happens. But Christie's back in the news. So take a listen to NewJersey.com. I want you to listen to this headline. Christie takes action that could make it easier to legally carry a handgun in New Jersey. Now, words mean things. Let's go back and let's look at this headline. Christie takes action that could make it easier to legally carry a handgun in New Jersey. Let me go through this with you. On Monday, Christie announced the adoption of a revised regulation that could increase the odds. Are you paying attention here? That local law enforcement will approve residents' applications for permission to carry a handgun. Now, I don't know how to make it any clearer to you. That right there is the description of draconian. Local law enforcement approving whether or not you will be granted permission to exercise your right to choose whatever tool it is you choose, in this case a handgun, to carry on your person to defend your life as a law-abiding citizen. Draconian. Again, the headline. When we come back, I'm going to give you some just a little bit more information on this and read you those emails before we have Kevin come on. But again, the headline, Christie takes action that could make it easier. I'll tell you what action he took, and you tell me if it really is good action or is it just a little bit more of keeping the crappy stuff from happening. Which one? You'll make the decision when we come back right after these messages. Don't go away.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Christie takes action that could make it easier to legally carry a handgun in New Jersey. You know what my first thought was when I read that? Without just the headline, I went, yeah, right, okay. Mm-hmm. Know a little bit about Chris Christie. And quite frankly, I know what he's up against. And you've heard Alexander Rubion on this program. You've also heard Scott Bach on the program. Both guys fighting diligently every day. Their own personal time and funds and efforts running organizations that are fighting this stuff up there. And man, is it an uphill battle. What an uphill battle it is. But they're out there doing it. And it's not just for New Jersey residents. Believe me, when New Jersey wins, we all win. Our freedoms win. Our rights win. So we got to step up and help these guys. They're doing amazing work. So what exactly, what's the action that he took? Quoting again, Chris Christie on Monday announced the adoption of a revised regulation that could increase the odds that local law enforcement will approve your application for permission to carry a handgun. The next line, Democratic lawmakers are vowing to fight it in court. Now, I could stop there and cover this for the whole hour, but I won't. I have other things to do, so we'll give you, again, kind of the crib notes version of this. But the regulations that they're talking about would allow a police chief or the state police, the superintendent, this is what we're talking about in New Jersey, to consider evidence of, quote, serious threats, unquote, that are not directed specifically at an individual, but it would establish a broader, more generalized fear or concern when they consider a gun permit application. Are you following me here? You're not. No, yeah, no. That threat against you, nah. Now, the piece goes on to talk about it not changing the process. It doesn't change the process that you have to go through in New Jersey to apply for a permit. I've covered that ridiculous sheet with you before. I mean, it took a whole hour. I had to go through this stuff with you piece by piece by piece just to let you know how fortunate you are wherever you live, and that means anybody outside of New Jersey. For that matter, even Illinois. However, in essence, what this does, it clarifies that a permit, according to the piece, I'll quote this, that a permit to carry a handgun may be issued based on a special danger to the applicant's life that cannot be avoided by other reasonable means. Now, how the hell is this going to be interpreted? It's not. It just gives that superintendent at the state police or a local police chief a little bit more wiggle room. How much more wiggle room do you think it's going to take before they say, oh, sure, I'll give you a permit? These are people who have been conditioned by decades of garbage laws in New Jersey to not give out permits. The fact of the matter is, this is what May issue does. Leaves it up to him or her to determine whether you face a threat. And quite frankly, I don't have to remind you that police chiefs of large cities aren't your friend. They are appointed positions by politically hateful mayors, and they're doing the bidding of the mayor who appointed them. Sheriffs, elected sheriffs, that's a whole different ballgame. That's not the case in New Jersey. Take a listen. For more than 45 years, New Jersey has had some of the toughest handgun carry permit regulations in the nation. Now, I want you to hear this. Here's what Scott Bach said. It was wonderful. He's the executive director of the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs. He praised the measure, as he should. Why? Quote him, "It's an incremental but significant move in the right direction for gun rights." So this is a victory in New Jersey. As sad as it is, it truly is a victory. Scott's right. He goes on to say, the government has absolved itself of any legal duty to protect individual citizens and says it is responsible only to protect the public as a whole. The Supreme Court has upheld what Scott is talking about. Continuing his quote, in an emergency, you're on your own. And the same government that says you aren't, or that you are on your own, shouldn't be also tying your hands behind your back and telling that you can't protect yourself. Alexander Rubion, great friend of this program, says, we applaud Governor Christie's attempt to loosen New Jersey's draconian and antiquated gun laws, but we expect the extremists in the legislature to block any attempts. Take a listen to what Democrat Loretta Weinberg had to say about this. Houston, we have a problem. That's really what she said. Houston, we have a problem. We will not allow the Christie administration to dictate changes to our laws. The legislature found the regulations to be inconsistent with legislative intent. You know what the legislative intent is? To see to it that you don't get a permit. That's their legislative intent. The legislature found the regulations to be inconsistent with legislative intent and voted to block them from taking effect. They cannot ignore that action. The court has spoken on the legislature's authority when it comes to exercising this process, which is outlined in the Constitution, and I am confident we are on firm legal footing. I can assure you that whatever legal options we have, we will take. Another Democrat, Lou Greenwald, said they're overreaching. He can't do this on his own. And he promised, quoting, significant pushback. We're in Trenton next week, and we will meet on it quickly. These people are going to do everything they can to infringe on those rights. So, Jersey, it ain't happening anytime soon for you. I hate to tell you. Unless one thing happens. National reciprocity is passed and signed into law. Those two loudmouth gun grabbers can talk all they want. Here's the problem. I, personally, me, this host, Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, heard in hundreds of cities by millions of people, will tell you this. They will ignore the law. They will file suit. They will do everything they can to see to it that their residents are stopped and that you are stopped in their state because they don't like you and they don't like the law. They will continue to infringe until another court slaps them in the face with a rolled up copy of the Constitution, which takes me right back to what I said in the first segment, which is exactly why we have to support these groups now, because it's this legislation taken to the next step nationally at the federal level that we have to do to stop this garbage. Now, I've got some emails that I want to read, but I'm going to read them with the attorney, Kevin Maxwell, when he comes in, because they were, in fact, directed at the attorneys and commenting on legal ease. A couple really good questions, so we'll go to those when Kevin comes in. In the meantime, Sean, what am I looking at for time in this segment? About a minute? About 30 seconds? Okay. If you, well, you know what, I'll do this third one. I'll address this one to the attorney as well. I think it's good. Kevin will be able, I know the answer to this question, but I'll read it when we come back. I'll give you my answer, and I'll see if I'm right. And I'll put myself on the spot on live radio here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Legal ease, second week, very popular, continues when we come back from the break. Now, I want you to participate. I want you to send me an email whenever you hear this, whenever you feel like it, and I'll read it on air. Keep it good. Make it legit. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Allow me to bring your questions to the attorneys when I speak with them, both on this program and Armed American Radio's network monster broadcast on Sundays. I'll be back right after this with Kevin.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, sitting back in these Armed American Radio USCCA Daily Defense studios with you. How the heck are you? Chris Christie, what a joke, huh? Right? I'll tell you why. Why most of us, particularly me, I'm very hard on Chris Christie for a number of reasons, but Chris Christie seemed to not discover our freedoms and our rights until he decided he wanted to run for president. And then all of a sudden he realized, oh boy, on a national stage, I better get in line here because, well, I haven't done crap to help my constituents in the state of New Jersey. And he didn't. Chris Christie, with the bully pulpit in the state, should have been standing on the highest garbage dump in Newark, screaming at that Democrat-controlled legislature in New Jersey to do the right thing and put so much pressure on them, threaten them politically, as politics is a dirty business. And he didn't. He didn't. He left the state and its good residents in a lurch, having to, as I said, define progress as how few crappy things get through. And that's sad. He squandered a great opportunity that he had, unfortunately. Let's go to the phones. Attorney Kevin Maxwell, Legalese, round two. How you doing, Kevin? Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Doing really good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, brother. Thanks for calling in, and I'm glad we could get you in. I know you were going to be out tomorrow, so we moved this segment up a day to accommodate you. Hey,
I've got a couple
emails that really are for you, but I want to read these. You know, they're for the attorneys in this segment. You ready to tackle a couple of these?
Yeah, let's play Stump the Lawyer.
Stump the Lawyer. Yeah, well, I'll give you my take on the first one, and you tell me if I'm right, okay? I'll put myself on the spot on my own show because I can, and it's fun. And if I'm wrong, I want you to tell me. All right, number one, so it says, Mark, This comes from Jerry Heck in Roswell, New Mexico. And then I've got a question for him when we're done. If you're a CC, concealed carry permit holder, are in your car, and the Black Lives Matter folks stand in the road and block you, what are your options? Yes, the mob is aggressive, and you are threatened. For one, they are illegally detaining you. That's question one. My response to that would be, there's a myriad of laws across the country. Each individual state law is different. What might be viewed as aggravated assault, as we talked about with Attorney John Monroe last week, in a kind of a similar situation with one individual attempting to harass another guy who simply showed his firearm and wound up with a 20-year conviction in the state of Georgia for aggravated assault versus another state. Let's take a look at what happened to Mike Strickland out in Oregon, okay, who is now facing, he was convicted of 21 felonies for holding a large crowd who was advancing at him at bay, about 20 people. In fact, those happen to be Black Lives Matter supporters. So this one's up in the air, and I would, my answer to that would be, if your life is not in danger and you're not going to die if you don't draw that firearm, don't. You're, am I right or wrong?
You're right, but he said something. He's in his car. Okay, why pull your firearm? Use your car. Just drive through the crowd. They will move out of the way, or they will become a hood ornament. They don't have the right to stop your vehicle from moving across the roadways. They're blocking the road. They're not in a crosswalk. You can drive away. In addition, if your windows are up and they break your windows to try to gain access to you, now they've shown you the escalation of force, and you respond accordingly. So that's a very fluid circumstance. You've got to take it as it comes. But you're right. You're going to have to always be able to articulate. And physical evidence, they broke my windows out. They tried to drag me out of the car. Those things that you can show physically, the damage to your vehicle, shows that you did have a well-founded fear for your own safety. And that's what you're going to be using to defend yourself in the second threat on your life, which is the judicial system.
All right, let's think about Reginald Denny. Let's go back to that famous incident when he was yanked out of the truck during the Rodney King riots back in the early 1990s, 92, I believe it was,
right
out at that now infamous intersection.
We all saw that video.
Everybody saw that video. He clearly would have been. And let's take this hypothetical here that we got from Jerry, and let's elevate it one notch. You said they broke the window. They're breaking a window for a reason. They want to drag you out of the vehicle and beat you senseless and more than likely kill you. That is clear evidence of imminent threat to your life, right?
It is.
Okay.
They didn't break into your car because they were trying to save you from your car.
Cell phones. Most all of us have cell phones. Even people who don't work have cell phones. Would you suggest in a situation like that to have that cell phone or someone else in the vehicle be recording, if at all possible, if you can keep your wits about you when you're not scared to death, obviously. We don't want you to do something that's going to take away from your protecting yourself and getting that car out of the way. But would you recommend that be filmed? Is that an option for us?
It is a good idea because that's why police wear body cameras. So they've got an unbiased opinion of what took place. You can see it for yourself. In a lot of jurisdictions, you cannot audio record somebody without their consent, but you can video record somebody without their consent because they're out in public. So if you turn your phone on to record and you get any image at all and you drop your phone in your lap while you're trying to defend yourself, the rest of that recording is going to be of you pleading with those people to stop what they're doing so you don't have to use violence to defend yourself. That's going to speak volumes to law enforcement because I tried to record what they were doing. They broke the window of my car. You hear me yelling at them, stop, get back, stay away from me, quit trying to hurt me. I'm scared. Stay away from my child. Let go of my wife. All of those things, before you hear the sound of a round going off, are all going to be more evidence of your attempts to get them to discontinue the behavior rather than have to resort to violence. Because the best gunfight you can ever be in is the one you're not in.
Right. Yeah, this is, again, the avoidance option. You know, obviously, we want to avoid the situation at all costs. Use the car, as Kevin said, to get out of the way. You're legally allowed to do so in that situation, being in fear for your life. Are you not?
You are. You are. I'm trying to flee. I'm carrying a firearm. Officer, deputy, trooper. I didn't want to have to resort to using that. I was trying to flee. Well, what were you doing here in the first place? I'm going to work.
Right.
I'm going
right.
home from work. We were on the way to church, taking my wife to the hospital. Whatever the circumstances are, just explain it and say, and they decided to block me. I didn't know this was going on here. Why didn't any of you warn us that they were going to have a riot here? Why wasn't the road blocked off? Why weren't you here stopping this behavior? Or are you afraid too?
Well, you know, I know you well enough, Kevin. We talk a lot off air. We meet at venues across the country. And I'm going to make a guess here, an educated guess, that you'll probably agree with what I'm about to say. But this situation that we're discussing right now and this email that the emailer wrote in about that we are now talking about is more than likely going to become a real issue come summertime based on what we're seeing from the violence on the left. These type of scenarios are probably going to happen more often than we would like to see in the next few months, in the next couple of years. Would you agree with that?
I would, and that's why I'm suggesting to all of my clients, my concealed weapon advised individuals, that they put less than lethals in their vehicle, that they get themselves a gas mask, they get themselves basically an area-wide deterrent that they can set off either in their car or right outside their car that's going to make anyone near their car wish to seek life elsewhere. They use it for riot control all over the world. It's basically a tear gas vaporizer that goes around their car. You can use it with and they use them in homes. They're an area deterrent. They go off at the front door. You don't want to be in the house for a while after it happens.
Right.
But it's basically a pepper spray. Get yourself some. Get yourself a way to protect yourself from it and use it, because having to deal with the fact that you had to fire at someone who was actually trying to pull you out of the car, if you're lucky enough that that round stops inside of them and doesn't pass through and hit someone behind them, you are going to be a very lucky person, because it's
right.
those kind of close quarter contacts, you are going to get people hurt that may
well,
not
you're
have
going right back.
Threat.
You're going right back to the avoidance too. That's great advice. You know, have that less than lethal force with you in the terms of maybe some good pepper spray or something like that that you can set off. We'll continue the conversation with Kevin right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. One of the number four guns.com. Right now, claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams. Guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Back in the USCCA Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. The second part of Jerry Heck's question. Jerry's from Roswell, New Mexico. I'm going to just glance over quickly, Kevin. I'm talking with attorney Kevin Maxwell, pro rights attorney, famed Second Amendment attorney down in Florida, answering your questions. And again, I want to give the email address out. This is great stuff. Very powerful information. To that is, you're talking about a very dynamic, fluid, hypothetical situation. This is very difficult to answer because we don't have all of the details as it's happening. My generic response to that, and I will address this with some of the famed trainers that we have on the program at a later date, would be once law enforcement arrives, you will cease your action immediately and allow the professionals to take over, number one. And number two, I have not seen this happen anywhere. I've not been able to find an incident of this. In large part because most of the places these incidents occur are in gun-free zones where you generally are not. Kevin, you want to jump in there quick before we move on?
Your position is correct. You return fire only to defend yourself. If you've got some people around you and you're defending them, they're going to intervene on your behalf when law enforcement arrives. They're going to say, no, he was saving us. So it depends on the circumstances. If you are literally by yourself and you're returning fire, as soon as you see a uniform, start directing them toward the bad guy and make sure that there's no gun in your hand. The other thing you can do, and they're popular on the market now, it's a little capsule, if you will, about the size of a 35-millimeter lens camera case, lens holder. it's got a ribbon in it that basically says officer or deputy. I had one made, very small letters that says court, big bright orange letters that says officer. And I keep that in my pocket along with my spare mag. And I can pull that out and wrap it around myself, and now I've got something that makes me look like I'm some form of officiadom. It tends to keep you from being a bullet magnet for law enforcement. They may yell at you later, but I'd rather be yelled at than bandaged.
Okay. Kevin Maxwell, let's move on to the next one. Legal topic for discussion. This comes from Josh. Oh, my question for the Roswell, New Mexico emailer. Dude, I need to know and you need to respond to me. Did aliens really land there? Send me that email. Please, I need to know that. That's the first question I would ask. The moment I was inaugurated and sat for the first time in the Oval Office, I'd want the answer to that question. I need to know. Mr. Heck, send me the email response to that. Did aliens really land there? What's your thought as a Roswell, New Mexico resident? You know more than I do. Josh Ingham writes in, Mark, I've protected myself by carrying a handgun for over 30 years, several of those years as a police officer and all of them as a medical practitioner in the world of trauma, emergency, and cardiac medicine. Among the many, many, many people I have treated, I have seen my fair share of gunshot wounds, knife wounds, and injuries from assault, both in the hospital and pre-hospital settings. Because of my background, some of my friends and I have discussed self-defense shootings and the subsequent treatment of the perpetrator's injuries. The question usually comes up as, would you provide medical aid to someone you just shot? The discussion travels down the moral, ethical, religious pathways, but we haven't really talked about the legal aspect of the question from the self-defense aspect. I'd like the opinions of any of your legal experts on this topic for consideration. As a licensed, certified medical provider, am I legally responsible to provide care to someone who was attempting to harm or kill me or my loved ones? And, follow-up, if medical aid is provided, will it be detrimental or beneficial to my defense case in a court of law? Thanks for your consideration, comments, opinion, and for all you do in the defense of the Second Amendment. Regards, Joshua Ingham. Josh, great email. Kevin, your response.
That's a very good question. What I usually recommend is if you can render aid safely to yourself, you should do so. If you can't render aid safely, don't. You don't know how many people are with this person. If you start to render aid to them, do you expose yourself to a secondary attack by their compatriots? If you're inside your own home and there's no other threat other than this individual and you think you can render him aid and he's not going to continue to be aggressive towards you and try to cause you any more harm, then yes, there's certainly nothing wrong with rendering aid to him. Now, are you legally obligated if you have a medical background? Probably not. He trumped that obligation for you to render aid. If you start, you cannot stop. Because if you started, someone else who might have been able to render aid may not have engaged to render aid. So once you become the Good Samaritan trying to save him, you can't abandon him. So,
but that's a moral. Now, are you talking moral here or are you talking legally?
That's illegally.
Okay, okay. I wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
You may be better off to not start if you cannot finish.
All right, let me ask it this way. Let me take this one further step. I've often heard people ask me, I've gotten many emails about this over the years. The analogy is, I don't know CPR, and I see somebody drowning, and should I even attempt to save this person, or am I going to get sued for doing more damage?
And you might. You might get sued for doing more damage. But what you need to be doing while you're trying to render aid is calling to the people around you for additional help. Tell them, I don't know how to help this person. Somebody help me. Does anybody know how to do this? Call out to them because you may find that there's a combat medic standing around watching thinking, I don't really want to get involved. And when you ask, they'll engage. Again, it comes down to, can I do this safely for myself?
Okay, yeah, so you don't want to hurt yourself.
What you're usually going to find is the person that you've had to defend yourself against isn't going to stop being combative towards you. They're going to continue to try to attack you because now they're angry because you've won. The other issue you're going to have is if you try to render aid and they then perish anyway, would they have perished if you hadn't rendered aid? And now you get into the sequela of, did you do something that made it worse on purpose?
Oh, okay. See, you know, These are the rabbit holes, and I got to tell you again.
Oh, it absolutely is. It's a very complex question.
It is, and I understand, and I know Josh understands this as well. Just like John Heck in the previous, I think his name was John, Mr. Heck in the previous emailer from Roswell, understand that these are dynamic incidents, as my friend Rob Pincus would call them, a dynamic critical incident, meaning a critical incident that's very fluid. This is changing second by second by second. The number one thing you want to do is maintain your safety. And if that means requires you to maintain a safe distance, then that's what you do. This person tried to kill you. If you can, as you heard Kevin say, safely, then you may want to do so. That decision is going to be yours. But here's the last question before we end the hour. Is it going to be beneficial or detrimental to your defense case? You've got about 30 seconds.
That depends on whether or not you were able to save the person. You got them to confess to their actions. What, you know, did you get the camera turned on? Did you pop your phone on as you were rendering aid and asking them, why did you attack me? What were you thinking? Well, dude, I was just, you know, I'm hungry and my kids need.
I needed the money. Right.
Yeah, right. You get them to say those things while you're helping them. What you usually find is these people, when they realize that they've been killed, that there's nothing anyone's going to be able to do, they immediately start asking for absolution. They apologize for what they've done. They ask you to relay messages to their family and friends. And that, if you can get that on tape, if you can get that on your phone, that's going to be an enormous defense to, well, you know, I tried to help him, and this is what he said.
All right, we're getting ready. Kevin, we're getting ready to end this hour. I appreciate you coming on. This is not the last time you'll be here, as you know. We're going to be doing a lot more of this with you down the road. One quick question, just a quick yes or no question. I do not have time. Ah, there goes the buzzer. That's okay. We'll just save it for the next time. Kevin Maxwell, thank you. Have a great time where you're heading tomorrow, and I appreciate you jumping on a day early with us to get this segment of Legalese in on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't find yourself in a gun-free zone, please. And remember, mark at armedamericanradio.org for your questions for the attorneys. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.